Indigenous patients and healthcare frontline workers should not be afraid of coming forward, according to Mary Ellen Terpel Lafond, the independent investigator and former judge who's examining allegations of racism against Indigenous people within British Columbia's healthcare system. And she's issued a special appeal to those living in the downtown East Side to speak to those they love who have experienced racism, to come forward and speak out, protected by her promise that you cannot face retaliation.
My prime focus has been on making sure I hear from Indigenous people, and Indigenous people who maybe be really intimidated to, like, share their story because maybe they don't feel comfortable. So myself as an Indigenous person who has a lot of experience doing these investigations, I can give safety. I'm at arm's length from government. But it's very important that I hear from Indigenous people about their experience.
Terpel Lafond, a former provincial judge, was appointed to the position on June 19th. After allegations surfaced of healthcare workers in emergency rooms betting on the alcohol content of patients, that sparked the province calling this unacceptable and racist and appointing Mary Ellen Terpel Lafond to investigate. Outrage continues over allegations that emergency room staff, including doctors and nurses around BC, were playing games betting on the alcohol content of patients who were Indigenous. BC Health Minister Adrian Dix.
If true, it is intolerable, unacceptable, and racist. And its effect on patient care is intolerable, unacceptable, and racist. I have appointed Mary Ellen Terpel Lafond, an outstanding British Columbian, to investigate the facts of this issue and make recommendations about immediate and long-term next steps.
These allegations, according to UBCIC and numerous other sources, have been documented for generations, with many people saying they face discrimination and also lower outcomes as a result of lack of access to health care in Canada. The claims were decried in a statement from Terry Teege, the BC Assembly of First Nations Regional Chief. He said that, quote, the detestable nature of these allegations is simply inexcusable and reprehensible. Those that played a role in these games must be held accountable and named. But Chief Teege said the issue is not simply a matter of some staff or a few incidents. He said that, quote, systemic racism is not only found in Canada's justice institutions, but prevalent throughout our healthcare systems. As well, the head of the First Nations Summit political executive said that health is a fundamental relationship based on trust. According to Cheryl Casimer, the relationship between the patients and doctors or medical caregivers have seen a flagrant and horrendous breach of this trust rooted in racism. Casimer said that these actions are counter to the Hippocratic Oath that doctors have to uphold, quote, the highest ethical standards that doctors are sworn to. Healthcare providers who participated in this offensive activity have lost the trust of not only their Indigenous patients, but all their patients, Casimer said. This comes after Health Minister Adrian Dix on Friday announced an investigation into the allegations and whether they were spread in multiple hospitals, as has been alleged. He appointed Mary Ellen Terpel Lafond, a former judge and professor at UBC, where she heads up the Indian Residential School Center for History and Dialogue at the Peter A. Allard School of Law. And the Métis Nation of BC has called for a tip line where people can report racism they experience in the healthcare system as an essential way to allow people to blow the whistle on misconduct by health providers. Since the allegations, many people have come forward with cases of hospitals around BC and Canada in which they felt discriminated against and faced colonial racism as a result of trying to access healthcare. In many cases, including going back decades, patients were either left alone in waiting rooms, one of whom died in Winnipeg while waiting for healthcare. Others have reported that they were assumed to be drunk or intoxicated when they applied for healthcare directly related to strokes and other issues. In a First Nation in Ontario, Grassy Narrows, has for years faced poisoning from mercury as a result of a chemical spill in their territory and waterways decades ago. However, for years they were told they did not have mercury poisoning, known as Minamata disease, because their symptoms were probably alcohol-related. It turned out, in fact, they had mercury poisoning. It's just the latest in revelations about the healthcare system. Grand Chief Doug Kelly of the First Nations Health Council in BC said the issue is systemic and needs a significant transformation, and he wants answers from the province. Here's Grand Chief Doug Kelly, interviewed on The Pulse.
It requires a very tough dialogue. We cannot create escape hatches to protect the feelings of a racist. We have to be blunt, direct, and be very clear about what the standards of care that ought to be provided. If we're serious about making sure that all peoples from all places and all races are provided the highest quality of care, then change has to be made. Change has to be made, and the system will not fix itself. No more seeing doctors be responsible for assessing and determining the conduct or misconduct of one of their own. That stops. That has to change.
And that was Grand Chief Doug Kelly of the First Nations Health Council of BC.
All things are on the table. How is it that the system could sit on these race-related incidents for so long and not address them?
Mary Ellen Terpel-Lafond, the independent investigator and former judge